Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Maura Ahrens-Mealy is here, too. Maura is a new friend. She's the very accomplished lady. She's the founder of the award-winning social impact agency Women Online. She hosts the Forbes podcast Hiding in the Bathroom, and she has a new book out called Hiding in the Bathroom. But she has a number of other credentials. She's very involved in politics, and she's here to talk to us about being an introvert, she says. Maura, welcome to the show.
Hi, Jim.
It's good to have you here.
Well, I'm glad to be here. Thank you.
Now, I need your best extrovert voice here, Maura.
You know what, Jim? I'm going to tell you the truth. I am on the West Coast, and it is so early.
What? I thought you were in Boston. I thought you did in Boston.
I do, but I'm in Palm Springs right now.
Well, do your worst. You'd see whatever... Whatever sympathy you may have gotten by maybe thinking you were calling us from Oakland or something, you know, from San Bernardino, you know, now you tell us you're in Palm Springs, so all that sympathy just went out the window. All right, so let's talk about being.
Oakland's pretty nice.
It is. Let's talk about being an introvert. Now, you say you're an introvert. Why do you think you're an introvert?
I mean, I know I'm an introvert. You know, there's no blood test, right? So it's not like you can go to the doctor and get a definitive diagnosis. Mm-hmm. But you know you're an introvert if being in situations that are either very, very socially sort of overwhelming, right? Like at a party, meeting lots of new people, making small talk, or being among people where you are giving out energy and conversation and emotion all day.
Right.
Sort of drains you like Superman with the kryptonite. But some other tells are actually more sensory. So I always think of fluorescent lights. If you work under bright lights and you also feel drained, or you're in a really loud, you know how you walk into a hotel lobby these days and, like, the music's on and the TVs are blaring. It's just a lot. If that drains you, you might also be
drained. Let's talk about what you mean by being drained, because when I think of somebody who's really introverted, I mean, they're truly almost pathologically introverted, being in that kind of environment doesn't just annoy them or pester them. It actually is almost a physical thing for them. Recoil from that.
I get migraines, actually.
Really?
Part of the reason that I left corporate America was that I could not work in an open plan office.
Huh.
The fluorescent lights,
right,
the ambient noise and buzz, you know, the electricity buzz, people in my space all day, not to mention the interaction, the negotiation, the meeting, it gave me migraines.
Mm-hmm. So then it sounds like, you know, sound like you're probably right there about being an introvert. But also you're a high functioning introvert, meaning that you can, if I wanted you to give a keynote to 1,000 people, you could do it.
Well, that's why I'm speaking. I just gave a big talk yesterday, and that's why I am in lovely Palm Springs. But the thing is, I just want to push back here. Being an introvert is a wonderful thing. Being an introvert is not something that we suffer from.
It can be.
Well, but society, and especially business life, and this is why I wrote the book, I have met too many people who think they can't be an entrepreneur. They can't be a small business owner. They can't be, quote, really successful because they're introverted or because they have social anxiety.
I completely agree with your premise.
Right?
But you've got to overcome certain elements, certain aspects of being an introvert, which is And whether you can be an entrepreneur, whether you can be all you can be, if you are a, as you've described yourself, a serious introvert, if you can't overcome those things, then you will be hampered.
We have to manage them. I mean, that's the thing. I have interviewed hundreds and hundreds of really successful introverts through my podcast and my book research and just being interested.
Right.
And, you know, first of all, some of our most successful people in business are mega introverts, from Warren Buffett to most of Silicon Valley, right? What they have in common is a passion and drive to create what they need to create, but also, and Warren Buffett's interesting because he's talked a lot about this, he knew that he had to learn how to up his game when it came to presentation, schmoozing, all that kind of stuff. And he did. And then he probably, like most smart introverts, manages his energy for every hour on. Maybe you have an hour by yourself. So my point is that all this stuff that we call success is a skill. We're not born learning how to do Excel spreadsheets or PowerPoint or knowing how to balance our books. We have to learn it. And we also have to learn a lot of the communications and networking and social stuff that it might take. And if we're introverted, we have to learn how to manage our energy and not get exhausted so we don't just throw in a talent.
And the difference between an introvert and an extrovert, you know, an extrovert can get themselves into all kinds of trouble, and maybe people don't even want to be around an extrovert if they're over the top in that way. They'd rather be with an introvert because it's quieter. but here's the thing. Opportunity knocks, but it doesn't knock on your door. It knocks on your gate out by the street. And if you're an introvert behind the door in the bathroom, as you describe it, then you're going to miss opportunity, whereas the extrovert's already in the street. And so that's one thing to think. If I were an introvert, I'd be saying, okay. And of course, you know how. And I mean, look, I've done lots and lots of interviews about introverts. This isn't my first book to cover on this topic. I speak to a lot of introverts. I love them. I want to help them, but I have to say, opportunity is not in your up by on your porch. It's out in the street. What do you think? Last thoughts quickly before we go to break. What do you think, Mara?
Oh, sorry. I think that you have to know when you need to be out in the street. And then I think that the idea that you're always out there, you're always hungry, is not for everyone.
Hold on to that thought. I'm going to let you expand on that when we come back after the break. 20 after, right back with Mara Ahrens-Mealy. The book is called Hiding in the Bathroom.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.